stickers.
It's always about the weather, isn't it? Ice turns Minnesota into a crash state. In New Orleans, it's all about the water in the French Quarter. And trust me, you got to boil it. I was there. There was no water to be had unless it was bottled. I'll explain. Gas prices are going to rise during the holidays. Watch out. And hey, if you're flying, look out for the enhanced pat-downs. It's going to continue. In the meantime, a jet made an emergency landing at JFK. We have all the sorted details on that. Thank goodness everybody's okay. Ireland is crumbling financially. And the European Union also agreed to financially rescue them, because we're going to dive into a little business of the buck. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Boy, when we talk about zigging and zagging all over the place, that's certainly what we did for the past 4 or 5 days. First, in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, which, of course, is comprised of a whole bunch of different communities. And then a trip to the Ninth Ward, going to New Orleans to check out what's happened since Katrina, what about the oil spill, what's going on in that city, and is tourism back? And boy, did we find out a whole bunch of interesting things. And I'm going to share all that with you here during this hour of America Tonight. But before we get to that, what everybody was curious about in my travels, would I go through with an enhanced pat-down if I was pulled aside, if I was selected, or would I go through the body scanners? And I didn't have to make that decision. I said we would have cameras rolling. We did. We had a flip going on. But none of that happened to me. It was a breeze. In fact, when I pulled up, and if you caught a previous show when I was in Mississippi, when I actually pulled up and went into the airport, they didn't even weigh my luggage, which I was stunned by. Usually they're weighing luggage because they're worried about what's in the, you know, how heavy it is, because they're going to charge you more money, of course. Any dime they can squeeze out of you. Oh, you have to go to the bathroom? Toilet paper. That'll be $10.50. What kind do you want? It might be $20.50. So they didn't do any of that. Nothing. Just the normal procedure, what I call normal, where you take off your shoes and your change out of your pocket, and you've got your ticket in your hand and your license plate, and you go through. And, of course, I had some equipment with me, and that wasn't a big deal. You unload it, and it goes through. So it was pretty much a breeze for me. But I know other people are not reporting the same thing. It'll be interesting to give you a similar report, which I think will not be the same kind of report. And trust me, we will post it on the website when I go next week to Orlando and to Tampa, because both of those airports, especially Orlando, they got body scanners, and they've been doing, of course, the enhanced pat-downs. So this pat-down deal has become the butt of every possible joke that you can imagine. I mean, every possible joke. Hillary Clinton was on one of the Sunday shows, and she said she wouldn't go through the procedure. Of course, she doesn't have to, as Secretary of State, but she said she wouldn't do it. So there you have one of your top-level politicians. I bet all of you are agreeing with Hillary Clinton on that one. Well, most of you anyway. So these pat-downs have been forever now immortalized in cartoons. The opinion pages and newspapers that are left are filled with them. Talk radio show hosts like myself, of course, are talking about what's going on with this legal groping. And here's the upshot, folks. If you're going to travel, and especially if it's a main artery, a main airport, there is the possibility of that happening. The kingpin, the federal official in charge of transportation security, John Pistol. He's the guy, the face in front of the TSA. He says constantly in interviews that he understands the discomfort over having a stranger touch your butt, your breast, your genitals, and trying to find hidden explosives. But he called the extra screening necessary. He also was on a couple of the Sunday shows. Here's a little slice of John Pistol.
TSA is really the last line of defense for the U.S. government in trying to keep the traveling public safe. Clearly, it's invasive. It's not comfortable. It really comes down to what is that balance between privacy and security. No, we're not changing the policies because of that, because of the risks that have been identified because of the current threat.
All right, the current threat. And what the current threat is what the threat that's always been around, that the people that are would-be terrorists are trying to kill not only Americans but other people around the world, and that the government feels if these measures aren't done, then somebody will get through and kill a bunch of people on the plane with a bomb or whatever thing they happen to get through security and ultimately onto the planes. To which I say, after talking to so many security people, including the regulars that we have on the show, which we're going to have Jeff Atticott on coming up this week, a major, 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 major terrorism expert, so much so the FBI consults him. You've got other foreign governments consulting him. He was just in Mumbai maybe 5 months ago talking to them and giving them the information that he had on the law and terrorism and certain security measures. So we'll pick his brain once again. But we do know this. Nobody wants to not be safe. There is no 100%. Nobody can promise 100%. That's not possible. But having the government say, well, yeah, I know it's uncomfortable with a stranger grabbing your butt and your breast and your genitals, but this is what we got to do. This is terrorism, folks. And Americans could be killed. So we can't, this is what we got to do to be safe. I just don't think that we're that much safer. The word is profiling that nobody wants to use because we live in the over-the-top, politically correct society. So I don't care if I'm profiled. I've been profiled. I've said this many times. In Ecuador, in Spain, in England. Where else? Let's see. Flying out of Miami to Venezuela. Of course, this was a while ago. But I've had that happen. I've been pulled aside. I've been asked about my trip. I've been asked about equipment. I've been, you know, barraged with questions, detained once even. And actually, I was okay with it all. Because you know what? I wasn't patted down. I wasn't demanded to go through a body scan or any of that kind of stuff. I answered the questions. They profiled me as an American journalist and wanted to know what I was going to do, what I was going to report on. So, okay, that's fine. I did it. The reason I'm highlighting that is because I don't think profiling comes in lots of different forms, and I don't think that that's the wrong thing to do. Be have a critical eye to look for things that you see that aren't right. I don't care what the person's color is. I don't care about any of that. It's about who looks suspicious, and there are people that are trained in the art of doing this sort of thing. Again, I'll say this. When the Secretary of State of our country, Hillary Clinton, was asked, how do you feel? Would you submit to an enhanced pat-down? She said, not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would? Steinie Hoyer, congressman from Maryland, said, I don't think any of us would want to undergo that. Nobody wants to undergo the enhanced pat-down. There has to be a better way. 800-259-5791. Hang with us. We're going to fill in the blanks next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Imagine that you're stuck in a ditch, and those are some of the sounds that were heard in the wee hours and throughout Saturday in Minnesota. Saturday night, really, freezing rain and ice just slammed the roads. I mean, slammed it. How many people have dealt with that situation? How many of you listening have been in a treacherous ice storm? I'm saying you might have just been at the grocery store 20 minutes away, and it's taken you an hour plus to get home. I call it the White Knuckle Express, and I hate it. I would deal with rain, fog, storms, all kinds of things, hailstorms, whatever. But if I were to place in order what I hate to drive in the most, ice absolutely makes the top of my list, because most people, everybody's nervous on the road when it's really, really bad ice. And when you live in a freeway area and the freeways ice up, if they're not blocked and you have to get, there's no back way, you have to go over an overpass, and you see it's like matchbox cars. People don't mean to do it, and they're crawling along. Somebody loses control, and then it's one crash after another, and the ditches really do fill up. I had my own experience where I was going, gosh, it was probably 10 years ago, and it was a terrible ice storm in Dallas, and I was going back east. And so, of course, there was plenty of time to get to the airport if the conditions were normal. And who knew? I didn't even know. You get in the car, and it was awful. I saw abandoned cars flipped over, everybody sliding. Luckily for me, because I got to the airport 45 minutes late and figured I'm not getting out of here, the pilots couldn't get through, so I made it on the plane, but it was, I'm telling you, I needed something strong when I got on that plane, you know, like a strong iced tea, because I was gripping the death wheel. And I know a lot of you listening in New York, in Connecticut, in Canada, I mean, heck, probably, actually, anywhere where you're listening to me, you have a list. You have a list of weather you either refuse to drive in, or you hate it when you're stuck in it. And I bet you ice makes the top of a lot of people's lists. Of course, the boy genius, the vice president of the show, Matt Johnson, was right in the thick of it. And, you know, Saturday in a single man's world under 30, that is prime time. I guarantee Saturday wasn't a lot of fun for anyone. Matt, I guarantee that you were almost housebound, I'm sure, at one point, right?
Yeah, I was at an engagement party for a buddy, and it was about 11 at night our time here. We went outside, and we were planning on going out for the evening, and we ixnayed that right away as soon as we stepped outside. A couple people fell down, and it was all just a journey to try to get back home at that point. And I had about a 25-minute drive, and it took me about over an hour to get home, and the freeways were just a flooded rink. It was absolutely the worst driving experience of my life, and luckily enough, I did exit off the freeway right, because I saw all these cars stopping in front of me, and I'm like, well, I don't want to be a part of that, because I don't want to try to stop in front of this brick wall of cars, and I don't want people behind me trying to stop. So I exited off the freeway, kind of went around this little logjam of cars, and I found out, luckily enough, that I did that because a bus had jackknifed on the freeway, or a semi-trailer had, with a bus blocking it next to it. It was just a crazy scene that I saw from the overpass, and ended up blocking both lanes of traffic. So it took me about an hour to go home. I think my top speed at one point was 25 solid mph, so we were cruising for sure.
Ugh. Boy, I hate that. Anybody can relate to what Matt's talking about, definitely tell us your storm rankings, 800-259-5791. And then you got the TSA pat-down deal, too, that we've already mentioned. You know, it was so bad in Minnesota, what he's talking about, that the plow trucks kept going into the ditches. They couldn't keep the plows on the road because it was so slippery. It was so slippery to even walk. So everybody was falling on their rear ends if they tried to go anywhere. The ice is a big problem. And also, too, you get that black ice, and it's hard to distinguish it from the roadway, and it makes it that much worse. So it's not just snow. It's not snow on the ground. It's ice, baby. And there were a lot of accidents. They put the number, the state police there put it at 370 crashes, and almost all of them were in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. And one person, sadly, was killed on one of the roads, but 50 crashes had injuries, so it was pretty difficult conditions. When it's like a skating rink, you got to stay home. You got to cancel those parties. You got to stay home. That's all you can do. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. He's probably familiar with weather like that. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good.
And well, okay, first of all, it's a rematch of last year's Grey Cup.
Oh, so I wonder what side you're going to be on.
Well, okay, first of all, we called it this weekend, and we'll talk about the, you know, our famous ice storm of 1998. It was what we called the Toronto-Montreal weekend, or what we call people who came in from Toronto, the loser weekend. Because one of the sports networks here in Canada called Toronto Loserville. Okay, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, Loserville, they did.
Yeah, but
wow.
Before last night's game, they did a tribute. I don't know if you heard, but former NHL coach passed away on Friday, Pat Burns.
Yes.
Right, so they did a tribute to him, and Julie and I were both crying. The way they did it was, you know, so classy and so professional. And
how old was Pat Burns? He could have been that old, 60-something?
He was 58.
Yeah.
Right. Like a lot of players said, he was a player's coach, and some referees respecting him as a hockey man, as a man. Well, that's another story. And then today, the humble Montreal Alouettes in a covered stadium destroyed the destroyed the Toronto Argonauts 48-17. And in the Western Final, where the game time temperature with the wind chill was minus 15.
Wow.
Yeah, Saskatchewan beat Calgary 20-16, so it's a rematch of last year's Grey Cup.
Ooh, now, minus 15. That's pretty bad weather. I would rank that up there, the wind factor, the wind chill, I guess, as you
right,
say.
Right.
All right, jump to the snowstorm. We want to hear about that.
Okay, 1998, what happened here in Montreal? We had something, we nicknamed it the ice storm. Three different freezing rain fronts came in and hit Montreal at the same time. So there was consistent freezing rain. It hit trees. That means power lines were knocked out, and plus the wind, whole hydro grids were knocked out. So parts of what they called the South Shore of Montreal didn't have power for close to a month, and Hydro-Québec didn't know what was going on because, you know, people had TV. They said, be on in a few hours. But then the news cameraman showed them the hydro poles falling over. They went, uh-oh. Where I lived at the time, my power went off Tuesday morning. I didn't get it back to the following Monday night. So,
ooh.
You know, and same thing, you know, like the highways were backed up, there were still buses, even though they were running late. And, you know, like the airport was closed. The border was was closed for a time. And, so I sort of know what you're going like. And then you have to try and shovel all that ice off the,
sure.
off your front stairs. For my landlord, it was no picnic.
I guess not, because it's tough to loosen it up. It's tough to get it to move everything to the side. I mean,
the Canadians had to postpone a game, and the Rolling Stones were supposed to perform in Montreal that week. They postponed their concert.
Mm.
Yeah, so you know, and what had happened? One organization, along with the radio station, raised money to help the South Shore people. They sold T-shirts, and I still have mine. Where if you bought a T-shirt from a chain of cookie stores, you got a free cookie. So I bought for me, my nephews, and a whole bunch of other people. They gave me a whole box of cookies because of, you know, all the T-shirts I bought. So, and then in 2008, one of the TV stations here did a story on ice storm 10 years later. Is Montreal ready? You know?
Yeah, see that. Now there's the key. Boy, you gave me a good tagline there. Sam,
yeah.
Thanks for the call.
You bet.
We're gonna talk about, are you ready for a disaster? I took a tour of the Ninth Ward in New Orleans and to St. Bernard Parish and saw the devastation firsthand, how terrible it was for the people there and still is. There's still markings on probably hundreds of houses. And yes, some have been rebuilt. Some, there's just a vacant lot. Wait till I tell you some of the things that I found out about where New Orleans is now. Also, what about that bad water in the French Quarter?
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
To here on America Tonight. We've talked about being groped at the airport and dangerous weather situations in light of the poor people in Minneapolis-St. Paul, where there was 370 crashes because of that ice storm they had Saturday into Sunday, and what it's like if you were going to rank weather you just wouldn't drive in. You don't want to deal with what would the weather be. Some people would say fog. Some people would say hellacious rainstorms. In fact, from where I just came, they would tell you they don't care about the rain so much. If they start talking about the drought, they're not as concerned in Mississippi. I mean, no joke. It's funny because having spent time in the Gulf Coast and Biloxi and some of the areas that were just completely slammed by the impact of 130 mile an hour winds, NOAA really pegged them at 130 miles an hour. Of course, you never heard that, but there are diagrams that will show that's what the winds were up to. So you can imagine why the bridge just collapsed and why the casinos went out and why the hurricane shutters were blown out and how many houses were just completely gone. I'm going to give you an example because I talked to everybody about what they dealt with in that storm and then also what they're dealing with in the aftermath of the oil spill. Now, there aren't tar balls washing up on the beaches, and I stayed right there in Biloxi on the beach of the Beau Rivage. But every single morning I got up to run or walk, and I saw BP guys combing the beaches every single day. They were on the beach looking around, trying to see if there was anything out there. Plus, I had an interesting conversation with a guy whose daughter actually works for the National Oceanic folks, you know, NOAA, who I'm mentioning here, and was out on a boat for over 150-some days because she's young and single, and that's her major. She's getting a master's in that. And she was out there, and what they're looking at on these on this one boat that she's a part of is looking into the shrimp beds and the oysters and getting a lot of them, pulling a lot of them up to see what kind of futuristic damage has been done or where will there be some futuristic damage. So there are people definitely all over this in Mississippi, and the oil spill affected them to the point where, as you may have heard some of our shows where we were live from Mississippi, to the point where the phones weren't really ringing. The hotels weren't so booked up, especially in June and July. Once the well was capped, then people started to come back because they wanted to know about the oil and the fumes and was there tar balls. So just disastrous for an area that only 5 years before that was dealing with the devastation of Katrina. Now, with Hurricane Katrina, you definitely had all those antebellum mansions, those beautiful old homes. A lot of those were just completely knocked out. And as I said, the hurricane shutters didn't do much to help the people along there. And the stories were like this. There was a cab driver who told me she lived in an apartment just a block off of the main drag, off of the beach. And she had a knock on her door that night from the police. They were evacuating people, especially people close to where Katrina was expected to touch down. And they asked her and they said, you know, are you staying? What are you doing? And she said, I'm going to stay in my apartment. And they said, okay, that's fine. Can we please see your ID? And she said, why do you want to see my ID? And they said, because when we identify your dead body, we want to know who you are. Do you have any markings, tattoos, anything? And then that was when she threw some clothes in a trash bag, didn't even get out a suitcase, got in the car and just started driving away from Biloxi because of how bad that storm was. So now they had started to turn a corner, and then the oil spill happened. So it's a combination. They're hammered by Katrina in 2005. They're dealing with a recession like everybody else. There were signs of recovery that were starting to happen along that front water where they were coming back. They were building some condominiums, and where in Destin, in the condos, they were getting $600 a square foot. Finally, they had gotten up to the point where they were at about $250, $300, and then forget it. Then it all goes in the opposite direction. So they follow the worst natural disaster in the history of the country, followed by the worst man-made disaster in the history of the country. Those are some tough things to weather. I talked about the seafood, and I'll say this again since I just got off a plane from there late today. The seafood, I talked to some people that are involved in testing the seafood. I talked to people who were involved in cooking the seafood. I talked to people who live there, and I ate the seafood when I was in Mississippi. I ate the soft-shelled crabs and shrimp the entire time that I was there. Some gumbo. I had gumbo that was delicious at a place called Mary Mahoney's. And I felt completely safe. And I think that was the thing that killed them, seafood safety. that the one thing probably that along that area in the Gulf Coast they want people to know is that the seafood is safe and that it's been tested more than any seafood has been tested, and just not the smelling the seafood, that there have been thousands of tissue samples that have been sent to just completely independent labs for testing so that they can make sure of that. And the shrimp, all that sort of stuff, you know, the concern was for the oysters and what's going on with the oysters, but completely fine. Just like in New Orleans, they've talked about that too. In the waterfront, people were concerned there about the crab and the oysters and the fish. And I talked to the people there. They echoed the same thing that the people in Mississippi said, and I felt pretty safe about that. But they, too, are having some problems, and they're having problems of another sort as well. I happened to be in the French Quarter last night, and when I was there, you're in a restaurant, and they say, if you want to have some wine or beer or whatever, you can have that, but nothing else. And I said, nothing else? What do you mean? There's kids in this restaurant. What are you talking about? Nothing else. The water's bad. So they have to boil water, and it's the most that they've had to do that since Hurricane Katrina. And the reason why is because they're worried about the water. So it affected not just me, but the people who live there, like 300,000 people on the east bank of New Orleans. And what they said was that there was a mechanical and electrical failure at a water treatment plant, so it caused pressure to drop. So they're doing it as a precautionary thing, that to just boil it all if you're going to cook it. And no one's gotten sick by the water, but they didn't want to have any problems, make sure there was no bacteria, and make sure that the pressure was down. The water wasn't discolored, but the restaurants, the hotels, all the other public places, they had to keep boiling the water, and they said they're going to do that. And that would include, by the way, the French Quarter and the lower Ninth Ward areas. That they're going to do that through the weekend. So that would be interesting on Thanksgiving, one, if they're going to have to boil all of that water. I had a Diet Coke, and it was poured from bottles of Diet Coke, the liters, that they had to run out and go buy. These restaurants had to go buy water that was bottled and soda that was bottled, and that's what they served to customers because they couldn't use any of the machines naturally. So that's just a little tidbit. That's just a little bit into what I saw when I was down in New Orleans and what I saw when I was in Mississippi. I'll be posting a lot of stuff on the website I already have. Go to AmericaTonight.net, not .com, .net, and click on the What You Missed segment, and you'll start to hear more sound from there, and I'm posting some pictures as well, so look for that. Tom in Kansas, you have the floor, my friend. What's up?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Anybody win the nailed score?
Well, we have the announcement coming up around the bend. You're a little bit premature. You jumped the gun on me. But, well, I'll tell you. You know what happened there, right? The Eagles, 27-17.
Yeah.
So
I picked the right score for another game.
it's so hard, isn't it? And, of course, we had a lot of people that had. You didn't have, but a lot of people had 14, 27, 13, 27, 12. But check this out. Because you jumped the shark on us, I'm going to give out the information. We have some applause from the folks in Minneapolis. Chris in Connecticut actually nailed the score. 27-17. Philadelphia over the Giants. So we did have a winner. You love it? I'm sorry you weren't the winner, but you know what? We're going to still keep playing Nail the Score. There still could be other winners throughout the rest of the football season. So call us again next week for Nail the Score. Nail the Score, of course, on our Thursday into Friday show in the third hour. Congratulations to Chris in Connecticut.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 9-24-18. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Bad water in New Orleans, icy weather in Minnesota, crash, crash, crash. Sad for the people there. Just one person killed. That's lucky that it was just one person because it was that bad. It was a sheet of ice. You heard Matt talk about it, and you may have seen some photographs of it, and we let you hear some of the sound, that horrible sound when your tires are just squealing and you're trying desperately to make something happen, but nothing is happening. Just nothing will happen for you. And there is something happening in the airports. People are getting offended. They're uptight. They're worried. You see red faces. I did see that. So a lot of people really brace. You know when people brace? And I guess because I notice those kind of things, you could see people straightening their back and wondering, worried when they're in line. What's going to happen? Are they going to be patted down? And I did, in fact, I had no problems. I went breeze through. I've said this now a million times, both in Dallas and in Gulfport and Mississippi, which is a much smaller airport, but a lot of people come through there. Didn't have any problems with that. I did see a guy get patted down, though. I did see a guy who set off, and it was after I had gone through, and I did see him get patted down, and it was pretty blatant, and it was pretty fast, and it was boom, boom, boom. I mean, no concern. Like, I didn't hear any, I'm just going to be gentle because I got to do this, or this is the rules, and he was pretty red-faced. In fact, he looked like a tomato by the time he had gone through there because there were so many people. It's a small airport, and people could definitely see him. That's part of what people are upset about. It's this. It's like you're getting frisked in front of the world, but you're not some common criminal. But the head of the TSA, we told you that at the top of this hour, says tough. John Pistol is saying that there's no plans, I'm going to emphasize this again, to change any of the policies. Tough darts. Travelers are going to have to do this. They either have to do the body scan or go through the pat-downs or get out of the airport and just not fly. And they're very careful, and he was very careful to say he understands the objections of the passengers, but that there is a determined enemy that is pretty adept at coming up with ways to conceal explosive devices. So you decide which way you want it. And I'm wondering, in the travel circles, if they're concerned about people bagging trips, that eventually if this continues, that enough people decide, you know what, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to take that trip. I'll just wait. Maybe this will blow over. Maybe things will change. But it's not going to change if they're saying this is it. The president's not backing down. Nobody's backing down from this. Then this is the way it is. And unless enough people protest, although so many people have protests, I say that every single day on the show. You want some action? Light up the phone lines. Send the emails. Send the faxes even. Do whatever you have to do. Send whatever it is you have to send to your congressperson or senator to make them aware of this, and they are aware of it. But I don't think we're going to see a big change in this anytime soon. Big news out of Afghanistan, but it's something that we've been talking about all along. The fact that the Taliban on Sunday says they're going to keep fighting the U.S. invasion, the coalition, and try to get them to give it up. Just get out of the country. They're not going to stop. They're going to try to force them to get out, our soldiers, ahead of the 2014 date that's been set up, really, by Hamid Karzai, the president of that country, and by the Alliance for the Transition of Security to Afghan Control, which means pretty much nothing but blah, 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 blah. But a Taliban spokesperson, Zabihullah Mujahid, said in a message emailed to the media that NATO will be unable to establish a stable government in Afghanistan by that date. And he didn't mention any kind of an offer from Karzai for peace, because that was the deal last week. But he rejected anything else. So what does it mean? It means that this whole nonsense about troop withdrawal and combat and what's going to happen and what's going to happen with the international troops, 2014, the Taliban says, well, we're not going to be silent at all. We're going to keep on pressing the entire time. And remember, the president said that there's a decision to withdraw troops would be conditional on the situation on the ground. If you get nothing else from what I was just talking about there, remember these words. The president said in 2009 that the decision to withdraw would be conditional on the situation on the ground. We've got more people there than ever to try to regain ground that was lost to the Taliban in the years following the invasion of Afghanistan. Remember, people forget this. The focus was so much on Iraq. And, of course, you know that we were in Afghanistan because we were in Afghanistan 1 month after the attacks on September 11th. And the U.S., how many people do we have invested in this thing on the ground, I'm saying? About 100,000 troops. 100,000. Other countries have 40,000. Think about that date. 2014, conditional as to what is happening on the ground. What is happening on the ground? When do they get to the point where they say, when do they get to the point where they talk about the events, the battles, and what's going to take place? And is this an unwinnable war? Is it an unwinnable war? Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Succeed in Afghanistan? I don't think we can.
Nope, yeah, I agree.
We should get the hell out of there. You know, okay, a friend of mine was flying to Phoenix. I got to talk fast because my phone freezes up. I'm about 200 miles north of Ted Turner's Ranch in Montana. Have you ever been to Ted Turner's Ranch in Montana?
No, but I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, I'm about 200 miles straight north of there. It's 25 freaking degrees below zero Fahrenheit, 20 below Celsius. A friend of mine was flying, going to fly to Phoenix, right? And they were going to do this pat down, you know, where they, I think they should use a bunch of disgraced preachers and priests that are really good at that kind of thing to.
Oh, you are terrible.
They should use a bunch of disgraced preachers and priests to do that. They're good at molesting people. He said, if you touch my cockpit, I'm going to rip one of your wings off, and they grounded him. They wouldn't let him fly. I mean,
No, there's no jokes. There's no joke. There's no joke going on. There's no two-drink minimum at TSA when you're going through that line. There's no way. I heard a few people kind of mouth off, and they're not taking that. They're just going to pull you off and say, I don't care what you think. You're out.
Well, he wasn't joking. He was serious. Well, why should they have to molest somebody if they want to? Why should you have to be molested, sexually molested, to fly?
Well, I agree. I think the pat downs are just a way to escape what they don't want to say they need to do. They need better trained eyes to look for suspicious people and things happening at airports. For goodness sake, there are great detectives. There are great ex-FBI agents and detectives from police departments all across the country, but they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to pay for those people. So they'd rather have, I'm not saying everybody in the TSA is lousy, but let's just say, I don't know, probably 90% are just average Joes who have been trained for like 3 days in the art of stopping people at the airport. That's the problem.
Well, Kate, couldn't they use sniffer dogs? I wouldn't mind if a dog was sniffing at me, but, you know, I think, you know, are you still there, Kate?
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought maybe my phone froze up. I got to talk fast before my bloody phone freezes up. But, it was, you know, I don't. That would offend Muslims. Muslims don't like dogs, do they? To a Muslim, a dog is dirty, right? They're a Muslim cab driver. I don't know about your city. You're in Dallas, right?
Yeah, for the most part, if you wanted to stereotype, I'll go with that. Okay, but that's a stereotype, not all. Yeah.
If a friend of mine is blind. Well, I'm blind, too. But my friend of mine, I don't have a seeing eye dog, but he's got a dog, right? For he's blind, right? He tried to get into a Muslim cab with a Muslim cab driver, and the Muslim cab driver wouldn't take his dog because a dog is filthy to him.
Yeah.
So that would offend Muslims. And all of these women that walk around like looking like black pup cats with just little slits for their eyes, do you think they would allow themselves to be sexually molested?
Well, you know what? There's no religious excuse. Hey, we're up against it, Al. There's no religious excuse that's accepted at the TSA. Al is an equal opportunity offender, by the way. You just have no clue what's going to come out of his mouth. So if you're a Catholic or if you're someone else who was just there listening to Al, that's the way he rolls. I'm telling you, he is off the charts. He's Archie Bunker Canada style. Al, 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 Al. All right, so we're going to end with this. Think about it. It was Saul Bellow who said, take our politicians, they're a bunch of yo-yos. The presidency is now crossed between a popularity contest and a high school debate with an encyclopedia of cliches, the first prize.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.